किम क्षत्र बंधुन खलिनोपसृष्टान राष्ट्राणि वा थायर अवरोपितानि इतस ततो वाशना पान वासह स्नान व्यवयोन्मुख जीवलोकम् किं क्षत्रबन्धुं खलिनोपसृष्टान् राष्ट्राणि वातारवरोपितानि इतस्ततो वाशनपानवास स्नानव्यवायोन्मुखजीवलोकम्
Not bio, babaya.
Babaya, babaya on the mukha jiva lokam.
Babaya on the mukha jiva lokam.
Kim kshatra bandhun kalinopasirstan.
Kim kshatra bandhun kalinopasirstan.
Rashtrani vata ravaropitani.
Rashtrani vata ravaropitani.
Itastato vashana panavasa.
Itastato vashana panavasa.
Jiva lokam
kim
kshatra bandhun kalinopasrishtan
kim kshatra bandhun kalinopasrishtan
rashtani vavtairavropitani
rashtani vavtairavropitani
itastato vashana panavasa
itastato vashana panavasa
snana vavayon mukha jiva lokam Kshatrabandhun kalinopasrishtan
Kshatrabandhun kalinopasrishtan
Rashtrani vataravaropitani
Rashtrani vataravaropitani
Itastato vashana panavasa
Itastato vashana panavasa
Snana vavayon mukha jiva lokam
Snana vavayon mukha jiva lokam
Kim
Chatra Bandhu Kalinopasrishtan
Rashtrani
Vatayaravaropitani
Itastato Vashana Panavasa
Snanavavayon Mukha Jeeva Lokam Kim Chatra Bandhu
Yo,
Yanu, Yaji, Baloka, Sana, Yanu,
Upasrishtan,
bewildered.
Rashtrani,
state affairs.
Ba,
or.
Tai,
by them.
Avaropitani,
put into disorder.
Itaha,
here.
Tataha,
there.
Va,
or.
Ashana,
accepting foodstuff.
Pana,
drink.
Vasa,
residence.
Snana,
bath.
Vyavaya,
sexual intercourse.
Unmukha,
inclined.
Jivalokam.
The so-called administrators are now bewildered by the influence of this age of Kali, and thus they have put all state affairs into disorder. Are you now lamenting this disorder? Now the general populace does not follow the rules and regulations for eating, sleeping, drinking, mating, etc., and they are inclined to perform such everywhere, anywhere, and everywhere. Are you unhappy because of this?
King Chatrabandhun Kolina Upasrishtya Rastrani Ba Toi Abaroputani Itastata Basana Pana Basa Snana Babayan Mukajiva Lokam. In this Kali Yuga, everything is topsy-turvy. The Vedic way of life for living condition, we require to eat, we require to take bath, we require to sleep, we require to have sex also. Everything must be in regulative principle. Because human life means regulative principle. Unfortunately, the human life has become irregulative than the animal. This asana, pana, basa, and snana, and sexual intercourse, there is, at the present moment, there is no regulative principle. The basic principle is that early in the morning one must take bathing, then worship the deity, read Vedic literature, mantra, then offer foodstuff to the deity, then take prasadam. Everything is regulative principle. And it is the duty of the government to see that these regulative principles are being observed by the citizen. This is government. The Vedic system, this Brahman, the topmost class of the human society, their business is to study the Vedas, patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra, ideal character, very learned, still in India, now it is formality. A Brahman is called Panditji. Pandit means very learned. Without being very learned scholar, one cannot become Brahman or Vaishnava. Vaishnava is farther, above the Brahman. Brahmana is the preliminary qualification for becoming a Vaishnava later on. So, how this principle should be observed, just like government still, they regulate. In your country there are so many regulatory principles, just in the shop, foodstuff or fruits, they should not be too old or rotten. The inspector is there. If there is not to the standard, they're thrown away. Similarly, not only these stores and shopkeepers, but even in household affairs, there should be government inspection. That is stated in the Shastra. Whether a man who is professing to become a Brahmin, whether he is following strictly the Brahminical rules and regulations. Satya, sama, dhamma, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. Similarly, kshatriyas, whether he is powerful, he is brave, he has got forwardness to fight. When there is fight, he does not go back. And whether he is making charity, the Kshatriya qualifications are not there. And similarly, the Vaishya qualification, Krishi, Guraksha, Vanijyam, whether the one who is professing to become Vaishya, whether he is making agricultural attempt, giving protection to the cows, and making trade, and Shudra karmas, Parishadjatmakam. Shudra's business is to serve this higher class, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Shudra cannot live independently, that is Shudra. Nowadays, the education is that nobody can live independently. Higher education means if he does not get a suitable service, then it is useless. Nobody, the education means nobody can live independently. You know, one takes titles in education degrees, agriculturist, but he does not go to the field. Actually, to act as agriculturist, Krishan, no, he is finding some job in some school, college, how to teach agriculture. Nobody goes to the land, practical, how to plow the land, how to produce food. Simply theoretical knowledge. I am teaching you, you are teaching. That's all. This is going on. No independence. So, why this has happened? Because, here it is said, King Khatrabandhun, Khatriya, is the administrator class, the government. So, in Kali Yuga, they will take charge of the administration or government, but they are not real Kshatriya. They are less than Shudra. So how the government will be nice? Therefore, it is lamentable that those who are not Kshatriyas, they are taking the position or government officers. And part that it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, Kriyahina, and they had not following the rules and regulation of Kshatriya or Brahmana, still they are claiming to become Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya. And there is a mercantile class nowadays, interested in business, but business is one of the items of the Vaishya. The first business is to become agriculturist. Vaishya class, they are meant for making arrangement for our eating. That is also required. Kshatriya is meant for give us protection. And the Brahmana means to give us the ideal life, what is the goal of life. And Shudra, they cannot do anything of this. Therefore, they are Shudra. So, in the Kali Yuga, the Shudras, Shudra means the last, less than Shudra, the Chandala, they are taking the part of Kshatriya or Brahmana or Vaishya. That is the effect of this Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is very lamentable. One must be trained. This very word Khatrabandhu means, even though one is in the royal family, but he cannot administer. Just like in England, now the royal monarchy is finished all over the world. Even there is monarchy in some countries, just like in England, there is monarchy. The queen is there. But the queen is also uneducated. She does not know how to rule. It is an official post only. The parliamentary sanction, simply she signs, that's all. She has no power to rule. So power or no power, the Kali Yuga, the administration will be done by less qualified, no qualified men. King Khatrabandhum Kulina Upasrishtyan. The system will be disturbed on account of this Kali Yuga. Kulina Upasrishtyan Rashtrani. Rashtrani means states. Toi Ravaroparat, Avaropatani. Put into disorder. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find everything, whatever is necessary for the advancement of human civilization, everything is there described. And knowledge also, all departmental knowledge, even astronomy, astrology, politics, sociology, atomic theory, everything is there. Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. Therefore, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully, then you get all knowledge completely. Because Bhagavat begins from the point of creation. Janmadasya jataha Vedanta. It is the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta means the essence of cream of Vedic knowledge. That is Vedanta. That cream of Vedanta knowledge is further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are publishing Srimad Bhagavatam. Our students specifically, they should take care of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We have therefore prescribed in our school, Dallas, that let them simply learn Sanskrit and English, because English translation they will be able to read, and the Sanskrit verses are there. And from the very beginning, if they begin education with Bhagavad Gita and then comes to Srimad Bhagavatam and reads the whole literature, then they will be more than MA, PhD. More than. The knowledge will be so advanced. These ordinary university degrees, MA, PhD, because the essence of knowledge is there. Nigama kalpatarar golitam phalamidam. It is stated that what is this Srimad Bhagavatam? Nigama kalpataru. Nigama means Vedas. It is just like kalpataru, desire tree. We have no idea of desire tree. What is desire tree? It is in the Vaikuntha Loka. The trees are desire tree. Desire tree means from any tree you can get any fruit or anything you want. That is called desire tree. Here it is fixed up. You can get mango from the mango tree. But in the desire tree, whatever you want you can get. So kalpataru. Kalpataru means any departmental knowledge that you require to execute your human form of life, that you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpataru golitam phalam. Golitam phalam. Fruit, generally whatever fruit we eat, that is not golitam phalam. Golitam phalam means the fruit matured in the tree. Here we artificially mature. We take the fruit unripe and by artificial method we get it ripe. That is not acceptable. But the fruit which is ripe fully in the tree, that is very palatable, sweet. Nigama golitam golitam phalam. Fully matured fruit. This is the Bhagavatam. Fully matured fruit of the desire tree known as Vedas. So, in this verse, we find that due to mismanagement of the government, people will have no regular principle even for taking bath or eating or sleeping or sexual intercourse. And another point is here that babaya unmukha jivalokam. They can give up eating, they can give up sleeping, they can give up everything, but cannot give up sex life. And the Vedic civilization is to avoid sex life. Just like these hippies. Hippie means they have given up bathing, given up eating, given up sleeping, but they cannot give up sex life. And everyone, not only the hippies, babayonumukham. Ultimately, so many yogis, incarnation and others are coming in your country, but they cannot give up the sex life. You have seen advertisement. So many yogis, they are having sex life. So many incarnation of God having sex life. You see? Big. Sannyasis, samis. Long ago, some sami came here. He returned with three women, and we do not wish to discuss many more. You see? The sex life is very strong in this material, in this age. But sex life should be regulated. Not that anywhere and everywhere or any time. You know. Therefore the population is unwanted population. One irregular sex life produces the Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's mother became very sexually agitated and she wanted to sex with her husband, intercourse, just in the evening at Kashyap Muni. He said, no, this is not the time, proper time. No, but she was insistent. So the result was two demons were born. So everything should be regulated. But in this age, there is no regulation, there is no knowledge, less than animals also, they have sex life at a certain period of the year. Not always. But human being has become so low-graded that is due to Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is very lamentable. Everything is topsy-turvy, it's no regular. It is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that we are reforming the whole society very simple way. Chant Hare Krishna. You see. It is so nice. You see. The examples are here. It is no story. Simply by chant. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gadirannatha. There is no other alternative. Simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. Everything will be reformed, life will be polished, and everything will be successful. This is Cheta Dharpana mantra. Human being is also a soul. Animal is also a soul, everyone. But the human form of life is meant for God realization. Athāta brahma jignyāsa. This is Vedanta Sutta. Jīvasya tattva jignyāsa. Not only human being, everyone's. But everyone less than human being, they cannot inquire about the absolute truth. What is the aim of life? What is absolute truth? What I am? What is my relationship? These things are the subject matter for discussion in the human form of life. But unfortunately, on account of Kali Yuga, the heart being full of dirty things, they cannot think of the aim of life, how to achieve it. That is called Kali Yuga. Therefore, so much fallen socially, politically, economically, culturally, everything, religiously, we are so fallen and downtrodden that the only method, as recommended in the Vayu Purana and other Puranas, Kalau nāsteva. Kalau means in this age of Kali, nāsti eva. There is no other alternative. And factually, by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, we are seeing practical result, the most wretched, most rotten, they are coming to life, they are understanding the value of life, the aim of life, and they are trying to be elevated more and more. Of course, it is an attempt. Not that everyone will be successful, but if everyone follows the simple rules and regulations, he will be successful. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. The four simple regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intercourse. And chant 16 now. Very simple method. Because The difficulty is they do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life that we are conditioned by this material nature, embodied by the material elements, and that is the cause of our all miserable condition of life. Therefore, Rishabhdev says, Nunam pramatta kurute bhikarma. Pramatta, we are so mad under the bodily. Everyone is under the big scientists also, they are also. They don't believe there is soul. Big scientists, politicians, philosophers. Jashatma buddhi kunapiti dhatuki. They remain animals. If anyone has taken this body as the self, jashatma buddhi kunapiti dhatuki, sadhik kalatra disubhomuit. So, the modern Kali Yuga is very, very dangerous for the human being. They are given chance by the laws of nature. Now take your birth as human being. Because to get a body as a human being or as a demigod or as a king or as a lower class man or as an animal, that is not in our hand. That is in the nature's hand. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani san. I have several times explained, as you are infecting yourself with the quality of material nature, you get a different type of body. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janmajunishu. The lower and higher grade of life, different types of body. How we get? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam. Karanam means reason. Cause. What is that cause? Karanam gunasangas. The living entity, the soul, is associating with certain quality of the material nature, and therefore he is getting different types of body. We are all living entities, even the trees and plants and cats and dogs. And why there are so many different species of life? 8,400,000 species of life. Why? The reason is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangas. The gunasangas. As we are infecting the quality of this material nature, we are getting. This is completely in the hands of the material nature. It is the duty of the human being how to get out of the control of the material nature. That is the greatest science. But they do not know it. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nunam pramatya. The rascals have become mad. Pramatya means mad. Nunam pramatya kurute bikarma. Simply acting sinfully. If they are advised that don't do this, this is very dangerous. You'll be involved and again in the birth and death cycle. They have no knowledge what is birth, what is death, what is this body, where are you, what is the aim. No, simply blind animals. Simply blind animals. And still they are going under the name of scientists, philosophers, politicians. This is the misfortune of the present age. The nonam pramatta kuruti bikarma jad indriyapritaye aprinoti. The same thing is explained here. Babayanukha jiva. Indriyapritaye. Simply for sense gratification, they are doing anything nonsense. As madman. Nunam pramatta kruti jad indriya pritaya. What is the aim? Aim is not self-realization. Aim is how to satisfy. Never mind. Risk everything. Satisfy your senses. Therefore, real civilization is to teach the children from the very beginning of life how to control senses. That is called brahmachari. That is called brahmachari life. To learn how to control the senses. So everything is topsy-turvy, and 5,000 years ago, or more than that, these things were being discussed, and people were very sorry that very bad days were to come, and still we can predict there is no, it does not require very much advanced knowledge. In the Shastra, it is stated what will be the later ages of Kali Yuga. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The beginning is already there. Anavrishta Karopirita. One side there will be no rainfall. Now, yesterday somebody was telling that in this California, the rainfall is now not so much, I think, Jayatita. So, rainfall will be practically very, very little, unavished. And another difficulty will be koropirita. One side there will be famine, scarcity of food, no rainfall. And another side there will be excessive taxation by the government. So people will be so much disturbed because you have no food. There is scarcity of rain, you cannot produce food. And at the same time, government will give some morsel of food and levy taxes. So, dudbhikha karopirita disturb gacchanti girikananam. Achinna dharadurvina gacchanti girikananam. Being disgusted, they will give up their family and children, separated. And they'll go to the forest or the hills. This is another. And another will be, there will be no more available. These food grains, especially wheat, rice, and milk, this will be finished. So, very, very bad days are awaiting in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, it is our duty to finish this business of material life and go to home, back to home, back to God. That is business. Hare Krishna.